How much has business changed in the last 10, 20, 50 years? How much has your business had to change in the last month, year, 2 years? How exciting is it that some of the old-fashioned, long, slow, boring ways to do business are now no longer acceptable? So imagine if Google apologized for not being an encyclopedia, a big bunch of books that were really heavy to carry around or to store in your house. We're really sorry that we don't have these big chunky books anymore. You have to come online and find all the information you could possibly find in a couple of seconds or less by typing in a word. Never happened. Google was so excited about offering such a new innovative service, a new innovative business, and we all got excited about it. Imagine if the Uberman apologized for his special way of being able to pick you up because you just type a few things into your phone or press a button and the Uber person can come and get you and they know where you are and they know where you're going and you don't have to even have a credit card to pay when you get there. They never apologized and said, "Oh, we're so sorry that we're not like the old boring slow taxi service anymore. We wish that we could be old and slow and boring, but you'll just have to put up with us with this fast new way." No way. The Uber guys and the Airbnb guys and the Uber Eats and all the special new innovative online fast technical ways that we do business have all been exciting. So what does that mean for your business? Why are there so many businesses who are apologizing now for not being able to offer a face-to-face service? We're so sorry that you can't come to our gym or to our shop or to our cafe, and we can't wait to get back to the old, boring, old-fashioned way of offering business. Now, that's very controversial, but what if, and from a risk management point of view, would it be a good idea to ask yourself that question? What if we can never do business the way we used to? What if we will never be able to open our cafe again, never be able to open our retail store again, never be able to open our office again? What will we do? And is it time to stop apologizing for being fast and up to date and online and the best at what you do online and to be really excited about it? So for my profession, for the exercise profession, is it time to stop apologizing for not being able to offer face-to-face classes because the government's closed down your gym or closed down your personal training studio? And is it time to create something new and exciting and different that people will not only want to do now, but want to keep doing forever? I don't know too many people that want to have a set of encyclopedias anymore or a set of maps. Let's go to the service station and buy a map. Or would we prefer to have a person tell us exactly where to go from our Google Maps person? And is it time for us to all be excited about the opportunity that being online provides and how fast and convenient and, more importantly, how personal? There's a very special way to do business online, which you just can't do even face to face, which is to look directly into somebody's eyes with no interruptions and just the two of you together in what I call the personal bubble. Now, I know that's a very interesting term at the moment, but mine comes from a very old television show and then a movie called Get Smart. And in that movie, there was this very interesting thing called the cone of silence. And if you wanted to have a personal conversation, you would go into that cone of silence and it would just be the people in there having that conversation. Well, that's the beautiful thing about online. And if you're going to, number one, because you have to go online because you've got no other way of doing business. But if you want to, and a lot of my students share with me, "Rowie, I don't want to have a building. I don't want to have a mortgage. I don't want to pay rent. I want to have an online business for lots of reasons." But could the most important reason be that literally it's called the World Wide Web for a reason? You don't have to be restricted to customers and clients in your community, in your suburb, in your city, or even in your country. You now have access to the entire world. But not only do you have access, you have personal conversation, face to face, look the person in the eye and make them feel like they're really special and important. So is it time that if somebody inquires about your product, your service, the thing that you do, they come to your website, your Facebook page, they call you, they contact you, is it time to yes, have parts of of your business or all of your business online, but is it time to be really excited about that and that people may never have to come and see you? Because if they live in Greenland and you live in Australia, or they live in Germany and you live in America, is it possible that now you can just be the best provider of your business, your service, your product, and most importantly, your personal wow experience? And I always share that as the most important part of business. Sweet spot is that you do what you're passionate about, be the best in the world, and now you can be the best in the world because you can have access to the entire world. Add massive value to people's lives. But the really important part of business is to find a problem, find a solution, and provide a wow experience. Well, for most businesses now, the biggest problem that needs a solution is that we can't open. The government's closed us down or restricted our trade, or there's only a certain number of ways that we can do business. Is it time to put your business online and be really excited about it and be really proud about it? And then to create a wow experience. So there's a lot of online businesses, I get that. But have you noticed that most of it's done pretty poorly? There's very little personal connection. There's very little personal help. What if you provided something so unique and different and memorable and exciting and personal that people felt like it was more personal to come to see you online and do business with you than to actually go into your store? And think about how convenient it is. Rather than having to get in a car and find parking and pay for petrol and take up the time it is to get to your business, now literally people have access to you in their hand, because most people, as we know, carry their phone in their hand. So what are you going to do from this day forward so that every new customer or client that comes into your business, your online opportunity, your online way of doing things becomes really normal? And for your current customers and clients who are used to seeing you face to face, how special for them to still be able to do business with you, even though your shop is closed or your cafe is closed or your office is closed or you can't have complete access to them. What if you create such a wow, special, memorable experience for them online now that they never want to come back? Now, what would that do for your business? You don't have to have a rent anymore or a mortgage anymore. There's so many expenses you could cut out of your business because you now have access to your customers and clients literally at the click of a computer screen. So be excited about what you do, and then think, I like to share this, rather than outside the box, create a whole new box of personal, unique, memorable customer service experiences that will add massive value to people's lives. They'll be talking about you and they'll be sharing your business, the link to your business, your website, your Facebook page with so many people because they're so impressed with, so wowed by the way you're doing business, which is so unique and different to anybody else's. So the special, personal, important things that most online businesses don't do: personal contact. None of this group emailing, and I get so many of them every day and I feel so unimportant, don't you? Dear customer, or they put your name on it, but you know that it's a group email. One of the really especially important things to me, and remember, the Max International Colleges has been an online college now for 12 years. We were online before there was any online. And one of the really important things to me, and please know this, if you get an email from me, a message from me, and it's got your name on it, it's a personal message. If I say, dear exercise professional, or dear professional person, or professional of excellence, that is a group email. I would never send a group email and pretend that it's a personal email. And there's a reason for that. The reason that the Max International Colleges became an online business is because we wanted to have personal access to our students. I didn't want my students going to a classroom at a time that didn't suit them, at a place that didn't suit them, with a bunch of people that may or may not be as passionate as they are, learning at a speed that is may or may not suit their learning speed, because they might want to learn faster or they might want to learn slower and in different ways. Because often in a classroom, which is stupid, I always say, they're sitting down in a chair in a room with air-conditioned air is certainly not the best way to learn. So we look for the best way to provide personal coaching for our students so that you get the best education possible. How about in your business or the business that you work in? What can you do? And a screen does this so beautifully. You can provide wow experiences, personal connection, eye-to-eye contact, without people ever feeling like they have to, and I'll rephrase, one of the great special ways of being a top-level exercise professional, personal exercise coach, is that every single one of your clients feels like they are the only person in the world. You don't have any other clients. When you're a group exercise instructor, one of the most beautiful things you can make people feel is that they are the most important person in your class. You can't do that in a group, but on a screen, you can. You can literally look into the eye of the camera and make that person feel like they are the most important person in the world, because at that time they are. There's a beautiful business philosophy from James Rohn. Wherever you are, be there. And when you're in front of a screen and you're looking into the eye of the camera, that's where you are, and the person at the other end of the screen can feel that you're making a personal connection with them. So your business, whatever business you're in, how can you create a wow experience? Experience, a personal connection, a way to do business that will keep your business profitable and successful, regardless of the government closing you down or restricting your trade or stopping you from leaving your house or restricting when you can open your business. What can you do to make sure that your customers and clients feel special, important, valued, and they want to do business with you online? What a great question.